The head of the UN's World Meteorological Organization says most of the deaths in the Libyan floods at the weekend could have been avoided if warnings had been issued. Entire neighborhoods were swept away in the eastern port city of Derna in what was described as a wall of water after two dams failed during Storm Daniel on Sunday. Meanwhile, one Libyan-Irish emergency surgeon who's inside the devastated city has been telling us that he fears the death toll could reach 20,000. Dr. Salim Langi, who spent 16 years working and living in Ireland, says the situation on the ground in Derna is catastrophic, with survivors in a state of shock, like zombies, he says. Communications in the ruined city are poor, but our reporter Carol Coleman managed to speak to Dr. Langi a short time ago.
It's catastrophic, like the whole city is in ruins. Most of the city centre has gone completely, like, you know, the whole city center was wiped off the map, whatever, like so many buildings were destroyed and went to sea, like, you know. It's a big disaster, lots of people dead. We were there to help the survivors, but so many bodies over there and very few survivors, like, the whole. It's very tragic and very painful to see all this. So a lot of people lost the whole family and the extended family too. It is a very small countryside city, and also the whole families will stay sometimes together, like the extended family, the father, the son, the grandfather, and the grandchildren, maybe in one street. I have friends, his name is Ziad, he's lost 50 of his family members, other ones lost 40.
Are they still buried under the mud and rubble, or were they swept out to sea?
A lot of them swept out to sea, with cars, with animals, with people, and a lot of them are still under the wreckage, you know. And the estimate number now is about more than 10,000 dead so far.
How high do you think, given the thousands that are still missing, could that death toll go?
Yeah, it could go up to 20,000 easy, you know, because there's more than three quarter city still under wreckage, you know. The whole people still under there, like, you know, it's all ruined. If you can't see, that's like tsunami. It's worse than tsunami, it's like Hiroshima, you know. It's like the city is gone completely in the middle. Buildings would disappear. I went to some place and they told me there used to be a hotel here, there used to be a building here, there used to be a street here, you know. And it's not you don't see a wreckage, you don't see nothing. You just see water, see nothing. I mean, so I saw people, people talked to me and they told me that the building will be swept away to the sea, like, you know, like the whole building is moving, you know. And people screaming inside, you know.
So many people swept out to sea. Are the bodies of some of these now returning onto the beaches along the Mediterranean coast there?
Yeah, a lot of them. Even some of the bodies were found somewhere else, not just in the city. It was swept away to other places, other cities. So they were found in 300, 400 kilometers away from here, you know. And the whole sea, the color is mud-like, you know, it's red. You can see the mud going into maybe 2 or 3 kilometers inside the sea. And you can see cars there, like, you know. It is horrible. I mean, the funny thing, not a lot of them are crying. They're still going, walking like zombies. A lot of them, they're not crying. They are just condolencing each other and say, sorry for your loss. But they're not crying. They're still taken by the shock. They're in state of shock completely. It's amazing. You might think that to be weeping there or crying. Someone lost 6 of his brothers and he's talking to, oh, he's just 6. And you ask some other one, I say, how many do you use? I say, about 14. Another one, how many do you use? So just looking, and they're talking to us normal, like, you know. It's not like this. Completely, you don't see nothing in their eyes, you know. Some of them, they even say they have nothing left, you know.
And Dr. Salim, were you able to help any of the people there? You are an emergency room doctor. Were you able to treat any people?
Yes, we went there to help, to provide medical care. But the number of injuries are very limited. You know, there's so many people from all over the country came over, convoys, doctors, nurses, everyone, like with the medication, with medicine, with the instrument. We set up a field hospital there, and we equipped other hospitals. But so many people coming. I mean, a lot of people coming, pouring into the city from different places of Libya, you know, from different cities. But unfortunately, there's nothing much he can do. He can give, like, you know, this people basically either left the city or the dead.
Now, you yourself worked in Ireland and you returned to your home, Libya, after the uprising that ended the reign of Muammar Gaddafi. You wanted to work there to make your country better. How is this flooding in Derna? Is this going to set back the attempts by Libya to regain some kind of stability?
The only good thing that's coming out of this is the people are united to help the city. So people from the far west came over, from the far south. Even people who weren't there to come, they came to help. And they allowed them to come, you know, but no, there was no conflicts.
Is there a lot of anger among ordinary Libyans that preparations were not made for this storm, which everybody knew was coming?
For now, everyone is busy just... Everyone is shocked. The size of the crisis, it never happened in Libya. We don't have earthquakes, we don't have hurricanes, we don't have a natural disaster like this, maybe wars and things like that, but not really at this scale, at this large scale. Never, ever. Now, not time for anger now.
And what can Irish people do now to help those in Libya who've been affected so badly by these floods and this devastation?
Just pray for them. Pray for the dead ones and pray for the lost one to be found and the people to recover from the shock.
And that was Dr. Salim Langi speaking there to our reporter Carol Coleman from inside the city of Derna in Libya.